Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Travel Today, we take you to the Troyan Balkan full of surprises. For some time now, it's been something of a cliché to talk about the beauty of nature, a concept hardly capable of capturing the splendor of places like the Troyan Balkan. As the summer heats up, the region is shrouded in lush greenery, and its hotels and guest houses welcome their first visitors. Çiftlik, Şipkovo, Beklemeto, Beliosam, Ureşak and other charming resorts nestling in the mountains are preparing for a successful summer season.
Threatening June skies and unprecedented rainfall have been unable to delay the start of the season in the Balkan region, which embraces a number of communities in the Stara Planina, among them Troyan. If hotel occupancy levels are anything to go by, nothing can stop lovers of the great outdoors spending their weekends or summer holidays in the Troyan Balkan, not even the rain. Managers of eco-village Azareya, for example, certainly can't complain about a lack of customers. The village has six round wooden houses with conical roofs. Built according to the rules of Feng Shui and resembling nomads' yurt huts, they're always fully occupied. The village's hosts teach their guests how to de-stress and re-energise, how to eat healthily and to enjoy life. The training, of course, also includes interacting with the region's natural environment, a source of positive energy and an indispensable healer. And of course, you learn how to overcome fatigue, aches and pains and gloom and doom once you've set off on your way up the Stara Planina mountain.
Some of the mountain paths lead you to unexpectedly beautiful places like the village of Gumoshtnik, 20 kilometers from Troyan. Located on the banks of the Vidima River, it's best known as the home of no fewer than 8 victims of the Titanic disaster. A modest memorial to them stands in the grounds of St. Nikolai Church. This old chapel, built 175 years ago, is notable for its size and its unique, enchantingly beautiful iconostasis, itself a genuine masterpiece of the woodcarver's art. In the past, Gumoshnik had a population of more than 1,500, and the local children received the most up-to-date education available at the time. These days, we look with curiosity at the wooden desks with their sand sprinklers, slate pencils and inkwells, and the slates used by the children for writing and doing sums with their wide and narrow lines, all so unfamiliar to us living in the internet age.
Quite apart from all that, there's no shortage of ways of being active and getting the adrenaline pumping. Even if the weather is awful, the Squirrel Rope Park in the resort of Beklemeto is still open for business as usual. Our oldest climber was a 75-year-old woman who heroically toils, and they're certainly not easy, says attraction park owner, former soldier Milko Czekarski, adding,
Важни атракциони е съчетание от различни елементи. Представляват въжета, лиани, стълби, гради.
Our park is made up of different ropes, nets, ladders, beams, rip wires and alpine climbs. In a word, it's an ideal place for young and old to enjoy themselves. The park opened 6 years ago, but we're constantly improving and adding to it. Last year, for example, we installed a new children's playground. This year, we're going to give the place a thorough makeover and add 2 or 3 new attractions for people looking for a real buzz.
The region is a well-known spa destination too, mainly due to the hotels in Çiftlika and Şipkovo. Guests from Bulgaria and abroad relax in the local spas and open-air mineral baths. And not just in summer. When snow covers the area, people rush to the outdoor baths to unwind in the warm, steamy mineral waters. Over the last few years, the authorities have made a real effort to publicize local tourism, launching numerous projects with European funding. The mayor of Troyan, Donka Mikhailova, set herself the target of transforming the mountain municipality into a model of sustainable tourism.
Много сериозно работим върху идеята за възстановяване на пътя Via Traiana.
We're also working on recreating the Via Traiana, she told Radio Bulgaria. It's a Roman road which used to connect the Danube and the White Sea and cross the Balkans through our region. One of the most important finds from the time is the Roman town of Sostra, which goes back to the 2nd century. We have got 6 of these sites in our region, which were all connected by a special road. It's interesting that an ancient path leading to mineral springs runs along the route of the Via Traiana. So there was a time when Trajan built roads along the very route of these healing waters. We learn from the mayor of the town of Trajan, Donka Mihailova.
There's no end of things to say about the beauty of the Trajan Balkan. Its settlements from the time of the Bulgarian National Revival, ancient crafts, mellow plums, tasty pastries, its many festivals and attractions. At the Aidushko settlement, near the village of Balkanets, for example, you'll have the chance to shoot with bows and arrows, ride horses, and, if you book in advance, to be kidnapped by bandits. In a word, the Trajan Balkan is full of surprises.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our 2 streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.